Good morning, JSS 2 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oiwo, Rivers State. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi Opara, your history teacher. Our week 7 topic is interrelationship of some centers of civilization in pre-colonial Nigeria. Interrelationships of some centers of civilization in pre-colonial Nigeria. Ife and Bini relationship. We'll be looking at Ife and Bini relationship. Remember, in our last class, we looked at the relationship between the Kanem-Boronu Empire and the 14 Hausa states. Today, we'll be looking at the Ife and Bini relationship. The relationship between the Ife Kingdom and Bini Empire in the pre-colonial era. But before that, objectives of our study. By the end of the lesson, students should be able to state the relationship between Ife and Bini Kingdom. Number 2, explain the relationship between the Ife Kingdom and the Bini Empire. Ife people and Bini people related very well in the following areas before the coming of the Europeans. The good people of Ife related very well with the Benin people in the following areas before the coming of the Europeans. 1, marriage. 2, traditional relationship. 3, economy and trade, and trade relations. Then 4, cordial relationship. 1, marriage. 2, traditional relationship. 3, economy and trade relations. And the last but not the least, 4, cordial relationship. We'll take them one after the other. 1, marriage. That's the first one, marriage. The marriage between Oramio, hope you remember him, Oramio, the son of Akambi, and the grandson of Oduduwa. The marriage between Oramia and a daughter of a noble Bini chief sealed a permanent relationship between Ife and the Bini people. From Iweka One, that is the son of Oramia, and the false Alba of Benin, to the present Oba of Benin, the lineage and the lineage of Benin and Ife had remained unbroken. The Oba of Benin, as well as the Oni of Ife, have the are, as a symbol of authority, which is also a symbol of authority and a symbol of descendancy from Oduduwa of Ile Ife. They share the same history. They share the same authority and source of authority from the great founder of the Yoruba race, the Oduduwa. 2, traditional relationship. Traditional relationship. Through traditional affinity, Bini came in contact with some cultural practices of the Ife people, administrative patterns, and some religious beliefs. Most of the artworks that Bini people are known for in the pre-colonial era, they learned it from the Ife people. To maintain this relationship, even to today, according to oral tradition, the head of a dead Oba must be carried to Ife for burial, according to oral tradition. To date, the head of a dead Oba must be carried to Ife for burial. Oba of Benin was among those who got a share of the personal effects of a dead Oni of Ife. Whenever the king of Ife dies, that is the Oni of Ife, Oba of Benin was among those that normally share his personal effects to great kings and obas in the Yoruba land. But Oba of Benin used to be among those that some of these personal affairs of the dead Oni were given to. Because why? He belongs to the Oduduwa dynasty. They trace their history to the great Oduduwa. Remember that the Oraimio, the father of the first king, of the first Oba of Benin, Eweka, was a grandson of Oduduwa and the son of Okambi. Number three, economy and trade relations. Economy and trade relations. Benin and Ife had smooth trade relations. As powerful as Benin Empire was, it never attacked or raided Ife Kingdom. Despite a booming slave trade, Benin Empire refused to attack Ife for economic reasons. Why? They believed that Ife was considered untouchable by the virtue of their origin. They share the same origin. They claim that they are related. The bronze art that we know today, the great bronze art of the Benin Kingdom and even in the Ife, the bronze art and technology which brought Benin, who made Benin popular, was transmitted to Benin through Ife between the 12th century AD and the 14th century AD. That the great artwork that made Benin very popular in the pre-colonial era was believed to have been transmitted from to Benin through Ife. Some of the artworks they landed from the great Ife Kingdom. Then number four, cordial relationship. Benin and Ife, even to today, are still much very related. They believe that they are related and their relationship is still cordial. Even to today, Benin relationship with Ife was very cordial in the pre-colonial time and is still cordial even to today. It get back to transcultural integration, booming trade relations between them, inter-tribal marriages between, peace accord and inter-ethnic assistance at various times. Ife has always played a fatherly role to the Benin Kingdom. Remember, the Oni of Ife Okambi sent his son Oraimia to the great Benin Empire in the 15th century to administer, to rule over Benin. When they cried to the Oni of Ife for help, and the son Oraimia get back to the founder of the second dynasty of kings in Benin Empire, that is Iweka One. Oba Iweka One, the first Oba of Benin Empire. Ife has always played a fatherly role, particularly as regards to the recognition of a new Oba, even to today, showing tolerance and respect to the present Oba and even to the late Oba. The relationship between Ife and Benin in the pre-colonial era was very, very cordial. We started this lesson with the relationship between the Benin Empire and the Ife Kingdom. And I said, in any attempt to study the relationship between the Benin people and the Ife Kingdom in the pre-colonial era, 4 points must be noted. Number one, marriage. Number two, traditional relationship. Number three, economy and trade relations. And number four, cordial relations, a cordial relationship. Married. And I said, the marriage between Oramio, remember Oramio, the son of Akambi and the grandson of Oduduwa that was sent to Bini Empire to administer Bini, and the father of Iweka I, that is Oba Iweka I, the first Abba of the Bini Empire. The marriage between him and the daughter of the noble Bini chief sealed a permanent relationship between Ife and Bini people. Even to today, they are still much related because of that marriage. Number two, traditional relationship. And I said, according to our tradition, that even till today, to maintain the traditional relationship between the Ife and the Bini people, the head of a dead Bini Oba, or the Oba of Bini, must be carried to Ife for burial, even to today, according to oral tradition. And the Oba also normally get share of the personal effects of the late Oni of Ife. About 2 years ago, the Oni of Ife died. We have the new Oni now, it's a new one. It came in 2 years ago. With the demise of the last Oni, some of his personal affairs, according to tradition, must be shared to establish or recognize Obas and chiefs in the Yoruba nation. And normally, they normally give the Oba of Ife some of these personal affairs. Why? Because of their traditional relationship. Because they trace, they share the same history. Because of the marriage between Oramio and the daughter of the noble. The number three, I made mention of economy and trade relations. And I say the bronze art and technology, which made Benin very popular in the pre-colonial era, was transmitted to Benin through Ife kingdom between 12th century and 14th century AD. Some of the artworks of the Benin, they learned it from Ife kingdom. In fact, they sent Benin people to go and understand what was going on in Ife kingdom, and they studied and returned home and started their own. Then the last but not the least, cordial relationship. And I said even to today, there is a cordial, absolute, good relationship between the great Benin, the present Benin kingdom, and the present Ife kingdom. And this cordial relationship started even before the coming of the Europeans. Started in the pre-colonial era. And Ife, even till today, has always played a fatherly role, particularly as regards the recognition of a new Oba, shown tolerance with a reigning Oba and respect for a dead Oba, even to today. Assignment. Discuss the relationship between the Igbos and the Niger Delta city-states in the pre-colonial era. Discuss the relationship between the Igbos and the Niger Delta city-states in the pre-colonial era. Thank you.